B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Mike Costello Show. General Knowledge Wednesday today. We'll have some fun in addition to getting into the details of the NBA's 100-page safety plan. Very interesting, very detailed, somewhat complicated, but we'll talk about it. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. So, Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated was on the show a little earlier today. So, before we get to the logistics of the season resuming, and it's going to resume, so that's one thing we can count on. It's not like baseball where it's going to slide between our fingers. So, before we get to that, the most important thing that Chris Mannix said was that he's very high on the 76ers winning the Eastern Conference for a couple reasons. The game is going to be different when they come back, supposedly. Guys have not shot a lot, so the reliance on the outside shot, especially the three-pointer, may not be as prevalent as it was during the regular season when everybody was in a groove, and that's the way they played, inside out, boom, hit the three, dribble drive, dish, kick out, all that stuff might be changed. So if there's less reliance on the long-distance shooting and more reliance on a half-court game, which is going to be slower, not as daring, the Sixers have the advantage. Is that pretty much what the theory is, Tyrone?
Yeah, that's the theory.
All right, now let's take theory to reality.
All right.
Is that a legitimate reason to be optimistic for the Sixers, or is it just a hopeful sort of scenario?
It's legitimate.
Okay.
It's a legitimate thought. Now, obviously, you have to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's legitimate because at their best, and we saw glimpses of it, at their best, because of how long they are, they can smother teams defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so switchable.
Right.
Like, even when they go to the bench, Thibel, his length on defense, they're very switchable. They can smother teams in the half court.
Yes.
And the only way to truly beat that is to shoot from distance. And if mm-hmm. teams aren't, first of all, in the regular season, if teams didn't make threes, they weren't beating the Sixers, period.
Yes.
That's kind of how it went anyway.
Uh-huh.
So absolutely there is a path to where they play great defense, guys aren't shooting the same volume of threes, and the Sixers make the finals. That's possible. That's the real life possible. It's not like pie in the sky, crazy fantasy.
Uh-huh.
There's a real possibility it could happen.
All right. I mean, that's good enough for me. After going through all this, finally, the idea that we will have a professional sports playing, and on top of that, the team that we are behind has a legitimate chance. That's all good, man. That's like seeing the water in the desert. Here it comes. Look, we tracked this far, all of a sudden we got to the spring.
Yes, but.
Yes, but.
Yeah.
What? What but?
The biggest but, and actually, it's not even Embiid being in shape. And not saying that that's mm-hmm. not a factor. The biggest one is Ben Simmons back. I don't think they were smothering teams partially because that guy was playing 35 to 40 minutes or even more.
Right.
I don't believe that that would be fair to ask him with that back, even if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to probably be closer to a 30-minute max player.
Yes.
Which means you now need someone else to help play that defense.
Uh-huh.
And that's my caveat with that. Is Thibel ready to play, not offensively, defensively at a playoff level? Or does Horford, who I do think his knee was bothering him,
mm-hmm.
is that knee now sound enough to where he can give you more defensive minutes?
Because
four
yeah, okay.
some,
yeah.
because Simmons might not be able to play as many minutes. So that's the fear.
Okay.
Because we haven't seen that
All
part
right.
of it.
I got it. I want to stop at the optimistic part, though.
All right.
I've had, you know, like, this plan is so detailed, and we're going to get into it in a second on sports coming back. And we've thought so long and hard about the logistics of sports coming back that we haven't really focused on what can happen when sports come back, right? So we know that the Phillies don't really have a shot if baseball comes back. We're wary about hockey. I mean, we hope that the Flyers can maintain that same train-like existence, but we don't really know. If somebody's mostly optimistic about the Sixers, then what they're going to do, I mean, that's good. That makes you feel good for a change.
Feel good. There is another positive in the Sixers' favor in a bubble city.
Mm-hmm.
The lack because of their ages and because they're not a bunch of them aren't married or whatever, a bubble city where they can still go see movies and play video games and play cards and stuff like that isn't that much different than a lot of these particular Sixers lifestyle day to day anyway. Mm-hmm. They're not big partiers. None of them are big partiers.
Okay.
And none of them have, I'm away from my kids for 2 months.
So this is all good.
That stuff's all good.
This is all good. All in their favor.
That's in their favor. Now, Giannis, for example, has a brand new baby.
Uh-huh.
You see, I don't know how, it might not affect him at all, but it might that he has to spend several months away from a brand new baby.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers don't really have, none of them really have that issue of the brand new baby missing that kind of stuff. I think that works in their favor in a dorm room kind of setting because they're so young. They're not that far off the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron don't want to be in a dorm, for example. These guys, well, it's a dorm. They're almost, like, you know what I mean? They live a dorm life already.
Yes. All right, here's once they get to Disney World, we've heard so much about the bubble city and how they're going to pull this off and when they have to report and all this stuff. So let's fast forward. Life at Disney World and how this is going to happen. When everyone gets there, and the traveling party will be 35 max, everybody gets there, everybody will have to self-isolate in their hotel rooms for up to 48 hours until they have two negative COVID-19 tests. That's not asking that much.
No.
The palatial rooms, they'll be at the top hotels in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those hotels. They're luxurious.
I've been in that Grand Floridian a few times.
Oh, there you go.
I've been in there.
Look at you.
Well, I know somebody who has that Disney Vacation Club.
Oh, nice.
I didn't have the scratch to get there, but I've been had dinner there and things like that.
My daughter, it was the Caribbean something that I stayed in.
Oh, nice.
Whatever that was. It wasn't the highest end.
I stayed in the All-Star Sports Resort.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you two were riding high.
That's not the high end either. No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't stay in high end. I went.
Oh, okay. Now, so that means that you have two negative COVID-19 tests. That means there's no one in the bubble with the virus. That's all clean. All right, so you have to get through that first. Now, players and staff can't go into one another's hotel rooms. Can't be doing that. Now, that on the road, that happens a lot. Guys go in each other's hotel room, whatever they do in there, watch a movie, smoke a joint, whatever. You know, that happens. So they're going to have to be disciplined when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
But, but there are sanctions if it doesn't happen. So we'll get to that in a second. So through July 21st, players cannot socialize with players staying at other hotels. Three hotels will be used. You can't go, you know, you got a buddy at another hotel, can't go see him. All right? Each team will have its own chef and food room open 24 hours a day. Although they can eat with other players outside, they will also be able to order room service using an app. Teams can have meals at some restaurants on the Disney campus that will be closed down to accommodate them, and they might be able to order from select local restaurants. Oh, I'm not a fan of that. I want that outside coming in.
Yeah, I bet you they squashed that. They'll probably squash that.
Now, here's the beauty of this sophistication. The Magic Disney Band.
Mm-hmm.
The Disney Magic Band. Everyone on campus will be required to use a Disney Magic Band. Now, what is that? It is an optional wearable device that uses body temperature and respiratory/heart rate to provide a wellness assessment for the players who will be vying for the crown when the season resumes in mid-July. So you go through checkpoints, boom, it comes up a color. And if it comes up the green color, you're good to go. If not, you know, they take more precautions. Additional medical attention will be required if it's a color other than green. So all these things, I mean, there's elaborate things. We can't go down to every one, but this is a detailed 100-plus page platform on what these players are going to have to do to play in the NBA. And if you do not want to play in this, you can opt out.
Yep.
And it's still unclear on whether they're going to compensate you or not.
They're not.
They're not going to compensate
you. They will lose 1/93 of their salary for each game missed.
Okay.
Unless they make some other arrangement.
Yes.
It'll be 1/93.
So the other arrangement could be what? Like if you're a star player,
you don't want to take the star player off, so you what?
That or family things. Again, developmentally challenged child, you can't be away from him for 2.5 months. I think teams will make special allowances for certain players.
Yeah.
But if you just say, I don't want to go because I said so, they're not going. You lose 1/93rd of your salary every game you miss.
All right. So that's kind of the foundation, and we'll get into the more details as we go along with this show. One other thing I want to touch on is something that Anthony also touched on, and it's the notion that like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been the authority on this, is worried about a resumption of the virus after October, a second wave. And that's why he thinks that baseball wants to they want to beat that second wave by getting this season over with if they play by October. So that leads to the next line of thinking. Well, how does that affect the football season? How will this affect the football season now? See, we thought once football started, everything hunky-dory. Now this second wave, where other sports are trying to guard against, is right in the middle of a football season. So what would happen? You start a football season, and the same thing would happen that's happened over the last several months with all these other sports. You stop the season, and then you try to resume. Football is a law about weight training and staying in shape and banging each other. Like, could that wipe out a football season? Could this be like an 8-game season?
I don't think so, but not for honorable reasons. I think it's because the NFL doesn't care about the player's safety in the best of times. They're not going to let a few positive tests stop that season and stop that money.
Well, they'll trudge right along.
They'll trudge along. And I think they would. They would treat it like a concussion. Uh-huh. Next man up.
Uh-huh.
Unless it was Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Wentz, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Like, short of that, I believe what they would do is they'll tighten up protocols for when they're not playing during the season. NFL players will balk, and then they'll cave like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just keep trudging along without fans and not, because I think they'll treat it like a knee injury. All right, that guy's got COVID. We're testing the other guys. You guys all good? Back to practice. Let's go. That's what I think they'll do. I'm not saying that's what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they will do, because somebody's going to catch it.
All right. So we'll discuss all these issues and many other that we'll get deeper on, especially the Mike Gundy situation and what we talked about it briefly at the end of the show yesterday, and we'll get more involved with it today. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. I have intentionally made this an easy General Knowledge Day.
Oh, nice.
Because I feel for people. I'm not going to test them. They test it every day in their everyday life. I want them to win something easy today.
It's true. That's all nice of you.
Yeah. So General Knowledge is presented by Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testa. Everyone that gets a question correct will win a gold dip rose courtesy of Steven Singer Jeweler. Now, can you give this to Dad? Certainly you can. You got Father's Day coming up. I'm a dad. I love a gold dip rose.
How many do you have at this point?
I give
you them probably away. Have the whole collection.
No, I give them away.
Oh, okay.
I also give them to people. Away.
Yeah,
I give them to people.
I don't keep them.
Yeah,
but you know, just be nice to have. You get breakfast in bed for Dad, and you put a little rose in a vase.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is courtesy of Steven Singer Jewelers, and if you don't win the rose today, you can go to IHateStevenSinger.com to purchase your own gold dip rose. A portion of all roses sold will support local restaurants by catering meals for essential healthcare workers. So that is a cool benefit to this. So you can get yours at IHateStevenSinger.com. Today's categories, easy general knowledge. You see this? There's general knowledge, then there's easy general knowledge.
Nice.
Highest grossing movies of the 1980s. Very easy.
Okay.
These are very popular movies. Should be really current events. By year, 1970 to 1990. A lot of history made in those
nice.
Years.
Yeah.
Should be easy.
Okay.
And finally, people by clue. So if I give you three clues, rhinoplasty, one glove, Neverland.
Michael Jackson.
Of course. See how easy this is?
Yes.
Simple.
Yes.
No toil, no sweat. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It's the Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:21 on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It is time to open up our Twitter poll. The 2 o'clock hour, of course, is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Counter location, Ferguson, North 7th Street. Equipment, parts, and supplies, every heating and cooling job. Check it out. It's on North 7th Street in Philadelphia. If you're an HVAC contractor, they've got it all. Natalie Eganoff has the Twitter poll for today. Now, what do you have?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll?
Yeah, today's poll. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons, of course.
Yes.
If you need a new mower or zero turn or other outdoor power equipment, you go to Paul B. Moyer & Sons.
That's right.
They have it all. And
yes,
you can order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone because they have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA.
That's right.
Thank you.
There are the trumpets. Today's poll, over 100 votes. Do you think the players will follow the NBA bubble protocol? 27% say yes. 73% say no.
Ah. See, if you make the mistake of sneaking out and they catch you, there are ramifications.
Yeah.
And there's a snitch line.
And yeah, there is a snitch line.
The snitch line.
How you feel
like,
about the snitch line?
You know what? Under these circumstances, because it's health things,
It's okay.
I'm okay with it because if you're the Heat and you might play the Sixers in the second round and you see a bunch of Sixers off campus and they can bring that virus back to you and your family, I can understand it. I think it's smart to let them police themselves in that way.
Okay. All right. So a couple more details quickly. If a player does test positive for COVID-19, the player will be isolated and retested, making sure there's no false positive. And then if it's confirmed, the player will begin treatment and undergo a period of rest and recovery that lasts at least 14 days. Also, they are suggesting that these teams in the travel party bring a mental health professional with them in case these players have problems with the anxiety, being cooped up, whatever. Or allow them to do the teleconferences with their mental health professional. All right, again, if a player doesn't want to go, he can be designated a protected player. If a team determines that a player has a high risk for this illness, and I don't know how that would work out, but he can be designated a protected player. He has asthma and stuff like that. So he will not have to report, will not lose salary. However, the other players will be, if you lose, you're making $10 million a year, you'll roughly lose $108,000 per game of missed for up to 14 games. Now, if you're injured, you don't have to play. So Kyrie and Kevin Durant get full salary. One other thing about the masks. So they'll have to wear masks when indoors. Except when eating or when in their individual room. They're not required to when doing activities outside. They will be scattered over two rows. If you leave the campus without approval and you want to re-enter, will face at least 10 days in quarantine and they have to undergo deep nasal testing to get back.
And that nasal test stinks.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Ugh.
Okay, so let's basically leave the foundation. If you have any questions, we can get through it and answer them accordingly. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, leading off again. Where's my walk-up?
Greg, this is, you're determined to lead off, man. As soon as you come into the clubhouse, you pencil your name in the first spot.
I'm just lucky, I guess. Quick on the trigger. I happened to see the second game of the 2008 series last night, and it drove home how much I miss baseball. You know, I had sort of drifted away, but that brought it right back.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
And the other thing that I took away from that game was they left so many guys in scoring position. You know, if you didn't know,
they didn't hit early in that series at all. They didn't get drive-in runs, and then Jimmy Rollins struggled, and you know, Victorino was really the only consistent hitter they had.
Oh my God, they were like 1-for-19 or something ridiculous with runners in scoring position. For the first two games, at least the part that I saw.
Yeah, Greg Dobbs had no clue last night.
Yeah, you're right.
Joe, I'm not sure Greg Dobbs is seeing the baseball inside.
I was just going to say, you were right about McCarver. He is annoying.
Yeah, the lighting in this place is a little different than the players are used to.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Isn't he annoying when you hear him again?
Oh my God! So much so, after you mentioned it, I didn't realize how annoying he was.
Oh, good God!
You know, but as far as down in Orlando, I wonder, are they going to have a Disney approved escort service available, or is that going to be on?
That's a violation.
Disney approved escort service. Come on, man! They're in the bubble. I didn't know escorts getting in. You have that magic. Yeah, I have that magic band to get in this place.
Well, you never know.
Those girls will set off alarms.
Well, if they have an escort service, maybe they don't need the mental health specialist.
Greg, this is lowbrow humor for you.
I know.
Yeah. Come on. All right, Greg, you want to start a general knowledge?
Why not?
All right, let's go with the easy general knowledge category. For a Gold Dip Rose eligibility.
Wow.
What are the two oldest countries? Oh, excuse me. What are the two coldest countries in the world by average temperature? The two coldest countries in the world by average temperature.
Well, it'd have to be Antarctica.
You're out. Oh, we have breaking news before we have the answer. All right, what's the breaking news?
Breaking news, per John Heyman, MLB and Players Union are closing in on an agreement to play the 2020 season via the players. Deal expected to be for prorated pay and include expanded playoffs.
Oh, well. So what? So the owners caved?
They must have.
The owners caved.
What a waste of time and energy they just put everybody through.
They caved because of the commissioner, apparently. When the commissioner said there will be a season, and they respond with where and when, they left themselves, MLB left themselves open to litigation because I guess in the CBA, they had some language for something like this, not specifically this, of a stoppage where you're supposed to try to play as many games as possible. Once the players say where and when and you guarantee a season, you have no leverage to get them to play. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you invoke 48, they can prove and say, what are you talking about? We told you we were ready to play a month ago. We should have played 70 games. He took the legs out of his own owners by making that statement publicly.
Well, he's under scrutiny. So we're going to have a season of like 70 games?
There's no further details as of yet.
But I'm saying if they get it done now, you could start by, if you started on, because we're the 17th of June, if you started like 1 month from now, like you work out everything, you started a month from now, which gives you another week to work out health protocols, and in 3 weeks of spring training, if you start in the middle of July, you can fit 70 games in and still get done by September. Fairly easily, because you got all of August, all of September, that's like 60 games, plus another 10 in the month of July. Uh-huh. So you can play 70 games and still be safe from the virus.
Not many days off.
I think at that place you get a... Nah, I think there's... You would. I'll figure it out when you take the next call of how many days it is total, but there would be some off days built into that.
All right, well, there you go. Hallelujah. Are people happy? Like I said, yeah, I can take your leave. So now I'm going to take. All right.
They've ruined the excitement.
I'm not happy until I see how long it is. Because for all we know, this is for 48. And they just said, and the players caved on suing. Till I see.
So even if it's 48, you're not happy.
I'm out on 48.
You're out on 48.
It has to be a number to where it's a grind. That's baseball. I feel like baseball would be much easier if it was once a week. You know what I mean? Like, the point of baseball being hard is the daily grind.
Yeah.
Are you going to use that relief pitcher? You can't use him that third day and all. That's what makes baseball challenging to me.
I have a question.
Take that away. I'm out.
I know that we're saying these championships, well, a lot of the public opinion is that there might be, it's like an asterisk year. Mm-hmm. A 48-game baseball season, would you even consider that an asterisk season?
Like less than
it's not even it's not even comparable.
You just put it in perspective. I'm so desensitized by this whole thing. I don't care if it's 70 or 48. I don't care if they're going to play or not. I'll be honest with you. I assume if they're going to play, people will be interested in having to play. If it's 48 and 70, whatever.
If they win, say they win the World Series, say the Phillies end up winning the World Series, the pandemic World Series, would it have as much of an impact?
No, of course not.
Right? Okay.
Of course not. But you take it any way you can get it. It just happens to be the sign of the time. There's nothing you can do about it as a fan. So you just accept it. Now, to me, 48, it doesn't matter, 48, 70. Neither one is going to be baseball as I know it. So I can put it in that kind of perspective. You want to play 48, knock yourself out. You want to play 70, knock yourself. Whatever. I'm just totally ground up by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no excitement
that
they're going to resume for me, or there's no disappointment that they weren't going to. Like,
I think
I was right in the middle.
The way that this whole thing played out was just so ugly and so petty that it's like, okay, great, thanks. Thanks for finally coming to an agreement.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Always good to call in and listen to you guys. I love it. I think you guys are great. I'm glad basketball's coming. I think the key, and maybe you know better than that, I'm sure you do, maybe Horford's the key to them going all the way. I mean, he looked good in Boston. He hasn't looked good in Philly.
No, and so you're like, if he was ailed this whole year, then certainly we may see a different Horford.
Yeah, he looked like he was.
Yeah, that's all good to be optimistic about the Sixers. I just I have a hard time granting them certain advantages, like what we're talking about now. Okay, because the rest of the league's not going to shoot him. He's a Sixer, will be better. I saw a team that wasn't that spectacular that was good enough to be the sixth seed. So I can't all of a sudden say it's going to be different. Like, I have to see it before I get there.
Yeah, I get it, but the talent is there. If it just clicks, I just think this team will roll right to the top, but it's got to click, though, Mike.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about other teams, too. Like, other teams can click also.
Yeah,
we're under the impression that everybody's not going to come back. Like, the Sixers are the only team that's going to come back with zeal. Like, the other teams are going to, fall off the map.
I mean, Toronto looks good. Milwaukee's a tough beat, but I think they can beat them. I've always thought they can beat. Giannis will score 100 points, but I think we can beat them. That's it.
I think in the case of Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston, they're also very well coached. So, they're not, and they are, let's face it. So, they're not going to get caught off guard. They're going to coach to what their team's strengths are at this particular time, too. It's just not like, they're not going to say, okay, here, let's roll the basketballs out. And, they're savvy coaches, those three teams.
You sound like you don't believe in Brett Brown.
It's not that I don't believe in Brett Brown. I give credit to the other teams that have played at a more consistent level than the Sixers all year. And there's got to be a reason for that. And one of them, I think, is because those teams have really good coaches.
Yeah, but I look at it like this. If it wasn't for that bounce, if bounce would have been different last year, we could be NBA champs right now.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Sure I do, Mike. Come on. Sure.
Come on.
I mean, we didn't play our best, and we still took the champions to seven games and should have won that one, right or wrong?
No, I think Toronto was a better team. I really do. I think Toronto was the better team.
Okay, but I mean, I'm ready.
You're optimistic. I like it, Jerome. Yeah, I like it. I'm not going to try to dampen your enthusiasm.
I love them all.
I sit back and I have to view first before I go and commit. Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Let me give you a general knowledge question.
All right.
Highest grossing 1980s movies. All right, let's go with this one here. This grossed $253 million, second all-time in this time frame. Galactic rebels must blow up a gigantic space station. And this is a sequel.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel. It's once again, galactic rebels must blow up a gigantic space station. 1980s now.
Not Star Trek, is it?
You got to give me specific. It's Return of the Jedi.
That's Star Wars.
Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Mike, there's other reports coming out saying that it's not done, it's not near finalized.
Oh, the baseball thing?
Yeah, but Heyman's sticking to it.
He usually has good inside information.
Yeah. He's saying as part of the pending agreement to play the season, the union has agreed to waive any grievance, but Jeff Passan is saying that this is not a done deal. So, I mean, it's who do you want to believe, I guess, at this point?
Dueling reporters.
It is.
I like it.
It is.
I like it. I do. I like it when they, because sometimes they get mad.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not confirmed.
Oh, sure.
They
get mad. That guy got the scoop? How's he got the scoop? I had to mark it on all these inside sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Passan says, no deal is done, but with Manfred and Clark having met, this has seen a significant progress considering where the parties were 48 hours ago. But, I mean, Heyman's backing it up, saying that they're waiving the grievance, so.
All right. Well, listen, like I say.
They met
you
twice.
You got to knock on my door and say baseball's back? I go, all right, cool. Let me turn it on my TV. If you knock on my door and they're not back, I go, all right, I'm going to tend to my garden.
Come and knock on my door?
Yeah. Come and knock on my door. I water the plants, if no baseball.
There you go.
All right, let's go. Bernie and Broomall. What's up, Bernie?
Mikey!
What's going on? People have asked about you all the time. I haven't heard from you.
What's going on over there?
I haven't heard from you in a long time, buddy. How you doing?
All right, not too bad. I'm living.
Good deal. You sound sparky.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, let me ask you. I've been listening to football one, 88, you know, all these oldies. Mm-hmm. And they had Vince Lombardi still coaching.
Yeah.
That's how old it is. And best part, he got rejected twice.
But what, for head coaching jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was with the Giants for a long time. Right?
He was with the Giants?
Yeah, they didn't hire him to be the head guy.
Because he was that good, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. He's, you know, who knows why they get hired?
I don't know why. But anyway, here's the question I had.
Mm-hmm.
If the war has been going on, I just can't get back to football anymore because I about had it. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
You've had it with football?
Well, whatever, sports.
Sports in general. But football is like, we can see it in our sights, football, because it's going to start September. So we got a little more leeway for that.
And I can't adjust to it anymore because it's all, you know, one-sided or everybody's on one side.
Uh-huh. So this labor turmoil has beaten you down a little bit, Bern.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the labor turmoil. I get it. If you're a fan, you feel like you have no control over this. Well, these guys take your sport and play, you know, toss ball with it.
Right, you know what I mean, Mike? And it upsets me because I don't know when it's even going to come back.
Yeah, well, how you been during this pandemic? What's how things have been for you?
You think it's coming back?
Yes. Yeah, they're going to come back.
There's
going to be a different form, but they're going to sports to come back.
Shortly or when? How long do we have to wait?
Yeah, it's going to be shortly. July? Yes.
I hope so, Mike.
Yes.
All right, Mike.
How are you making out otherwise? What are you doing during the day? Watching TV, movies?
Yes, by the way, all I could do is watch television.
Uh-huh.
That's all I could do. I watch The Thin Man mostly every day.
The Thin Man?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an ancient show.
Yeah, but it's good. It's comical.
Thin Man is comical?
The Thin Man.
I thought it was he was a spy. Wasn't he a spy?
Yeah, him and his wife.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
And they keep me entertained.
Okay. Well, you hang in there, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Mike, I tell you the truth. It's not nice.
What's not nice?
It's not good staying home yourself.
Well, is your wife there?
Yeah, she just came back from the...
All right, well, you know. Yeah, I know. It's tough for everybody, Berman. You got your wife. You got support there. You got, you know, you got your own little place, you know. Things are going to open up for you.
I hope so, Mike.
All right, you stay healthy.
Mike, thanks for answering my call.
All right, buddy.
All right, Mike.
You got it.
Thanks, kid.
All right, Berman. I like when he calls me kid.
I know. <There you go. laughs>
Look at the hear from Bernie.
He's so sweet.
Great to hear from Bernie.
He sounded, down.
Yeah.
A little down. It's tough. I'm glad his wife's still with him.
Yeah.
Not alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got, you know, companionship.
His wife is there with him.
I know he has the caretakers that come by the house as well.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he gets to see some people.
Yes. The Thin Man. I thought it was a TV show. It's a movie?
I've never heard of it.
But it's an old spy book by Dashiell Hammett, that older writer. I thought it was a TV series, but it says The Thin Man film.
1934?
Yeah, it's like a detective novel, but it's spun off into a TV show. I think that's what he's watching.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the same movie from 1934. You must really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Man, I can't
come up on 90 years.
I can't find the TV show. Maybe it wasn't a TV show. Oh, well. All right. 610-632-0975. That's how you climb in. General Knowledge Wednesday. Chance with Gold Dip Rose. Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Oh, it's Cracker. Low. Oh, yeah, I had this CD. Cracker's another band that came and went.
Quick.
What happened to them? They were out the door. Quick.
Music industry chews you up and spits you out.
Yeah, Cracker was kind of in the same era as like Tonic and...
yeah, that was like that 90s.
Yeah, Better Than Ezra and you know, all those bands.
Uh-huh.
And none of them are still around.
Matchbox 20.
None of them.
Matchbox 20 is still kicking, aren't they?
Well, Rob Thomas is.
Right. What I mean is they still tour, but none of them can come out with a hit now. When I say they're done, I mean they're done as far as being a popular top 40 artist. That's what I mean.
I feel like that music was so kind of like secular. It didn't like... keep, you know, stay alive.
I dug it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not awful. I like to listen to it once in a while.
A lot of those 90s artists, I wonder, bands and Rick, like whatever happened to like Duncan Sheik?
Oh, yeah. Duncan Sheik.
Nice hit. And then where is it?
Like Duncan Sheik.
That's
actually
what I mean. What happened to him? Like, it's like, you're right. Where did it go? Sheik.
What was Duncan Sheik's song?
I'm Barely Breathing? Was that him?
He had a big hit.
Yeah, I know. And I thought he would be like, at the time, he could really sing. I think he wrote his song. Why not?
Barely Breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
It was a big hit.
And then, gone.
Yep.
It's tough.
From Montclair, New Jersey, Duncan Sheik.
Oh, how about that? I did stand up in Montclair.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I did well.
Yeah? Montclair crowd?
Yeah. The only tough part was the club was half comedy club, half like regular club. And basically, the regular club kept getting bigger, and the comedy club kept getting smaller because I guess the club was doing really well. Mm-hmm. And then one day, they were like, yeah, I know you've been doing well. You've been up here a few weeks in a row. Yeah, we're closing.
Oh, man.
And then the whole thing just became a regular club.
Like, did you have to show up to get your spot? I've had to do that,
but not there I didn't.
Okay.
There I just had to show up. Like,
did they pay you part of the gate, or did they pay you a fee?
Well, that was a fee. That was a flat fee. Yeah. And then you would get
some part of the gate.
Yeah. No gate.
No gate.
No, the main person, I was never like, the headliner would get part of the gate.
Uh-huh.
I would just get something.
Okay.
Because I was never like the headliner, like the guy who, I wasn't the reason people came. I just entertained people that were there.
So what did you think a good price was for you?
Like, oh, for me? Yeah. I mean, I was happy with anything. Like $50 and free drinks, I was good. Uh-huh. Like $50, free drinks for me and my brother.
Yeah.
Who I would kind of bring, because you bring somebody with you. Like, that was good for me. $50, free drinks for me, free drinks for my brother, and I'm happy. I'm not going to complain. But, and it was like, I didn't care.
So did you run into, like, you used to be with these evil comedy club owners?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay.
They're all like that?
Okay, yes. I was in a contest. I know for a fact I came in second in the contest. The person that won the contest went on to be on The Office. Later on, she was she replaced Pam as the receptionist on The Office. She won the contest. The person was supposed to send, though, if you came in the top five, a DVD of your set. They would send it to you for high quality so that you can use it in your reel. The guy sent me a blank DVD.
Nice.
And this was before, like, the phones were as good, and Bastards. It's also really dark and everything. Like, now they're, like, good in dark light. Phones just got good in the dark. They were not good in the dark like 3-5 years ago. So, yeah, and he sent me a blank DVD. So I go to pop it in, think I'm going to be able to use it. Nothing.
That's terrible. All right. 610-622-0975. One other thing about the bubble and the Disney Magic Band and all that kind of stuff. They'll have a player's lounge at each hotel. It's not bad. Video games, card tables, ping pong, and other rec activities. However, ping pong, no doubles.
That requires you to be closer than 6 feet.
Yeah.
Joe, they're playing the no doubles defense. Where the third baseman hugs the line, I could never figure out why you would give up the hole for a single. Anyway, no doubles for ping pong. New packs of cards used for each session of card games.
That stinks.
Look at that,
new cars stink, though, when you're playing like this. Yeah, you got to break them in to get a good deal.
Them.
Yeah, to get a good, nice shuffle. Because, like,
if the old car, you throw them out.
Yeah, they must.
They have to, yeah.
Oh, all right. People on campus be able to use pools, trails, and golf courses. All right.
Just for themselves. Yeah, that'd be...
Brett Brown's really good at ping pong, isn't he? Didn't he win when the Sixers played last year?
Yeah, he's like a serious ping pong
savant.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, real quick wrist, quick hands. Brett.
I gotta see a match coming on.
You're a ping pong man.
I can play some ping pong.
Wait, can you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on a ping pong table.
Really?
So we gotta have it outdoors so it's safe. You versus Brett Brown for charity.
Love it.
Right after the conclusion of the season. Outdoor table.
You know, now, he could be, like, really ultra good, but, like, I'll hold my own against him.
Yeah. A matter of fact, at your party.
There we go.
You were schooling fools. I remember seeing it. I didn't play.
I was schooling people.
You were schooling people. I remember that now.
I had a ping pong table set outside.
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's go to Chip on a cell. Chip, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chip.
Michael, Tyrone, and Natalie, how are you?
What's up, Chip?
Listen, I really doubt that you're going to end up an NFL season simply because the amount of players. I want you to think about the preseason. Sweat in August and what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to be at distancing with them. I worked in the Eagles locker room for 11 years. Now, was it the fact that it was kind of antiquated? I know they're a little bit better now, but think about it. You know, preseason, you're going to have 100 and some players.
Yeah, they're hoping the situation already improves by then, but you're right to be concerned about that kind of thing. Because they really haven't buttoned it down.
They're catching it now. The Texans and the Cowboys.
You're right. Now, this NBA thing is a very comprehensive plan that they have in place. Now, I don't know how you could do that for football the same way with as many players. So it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah, but as soon as one person, let's say LeBron got it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going to shut down. Kyrie gets it. Everybody's going to shut down.
No, Kyrie's not going to play. But they wouldn't shut down for one guy playing. They have provisions, especially for that.
Once they see a couple people get it, it's going to be contagious, and they're going to know. And guess what? Let's do away with it for a year and see what happens. Because guess what? They got plenty of money rolling around.
It would have to be more than a couple people because they do have a plan to self isolate the positive test.
Well, I think football is the biggest problem. I think baseball.
Yeah, you're right with football. It's a very good point.
And then what's going to happen with fans? You think you're going to put 64,000?
No, they're definitely not putting 64,000. But no. The stadiums are so big, you'd be able to separate some fans.
Yeah, but how are you going to pick and choose who paid? And, you know,
we talked about that yesterday. You have a lottery. You allow 15 to 20,000 people in for a game, and then you just alter it with the ticket holders.
Or I'm at the golf course. I got to go play 18 now.
All right, man. Well, you hit him straight, brother.
What's my question?
Your question is current events by the years 1970 to 1990. So if I go here, I'll say 1987, this British prime minister wins a rare third term in office.
Margaret Thatcher.
That's correct. Good job, Chipper. Mags. Didn't Meryl Streep play her?
Yeah, won the Oscar.
Yeah, won the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. 610-620-975. We're rolling into the 3 o'clock hour on General Knowledge Wednesday. Easy General Knowledge Wednesday day. I made it especially easy for all of you so we could just smile and knock these questions down and you become eligible for a Gold Dip Rose. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.